What do you think the magic is behind the Monkees? I mean, you said you touched so many different generations. What is the timelessness of your music, of your performers?
I think the Monkees music, because it was written by Carole King and Neil Diamond and Harry Nilsson, Neil Sedaka, Lieber and Stoller, you know, Barry Mann, Cynthia Wells, Tommy Boyce, Bobby Hart. These people are all true, tried and true songwriters. And combine that with a weekly television show where they're able to hear these songs week after week after week. It was like having our own American Bandstand. We were the hosts of the show. The show was about four guys trying to make it in show business, and we never made it on the show. We never actually got to be famous as Monkees on that show, except when we walked out the front door, and obviously the public had seen us on TV, heard our records, and all of a sudden that was a different thing. But we were acting as guys, four guys, trying to make it. And that's what was identified by a lot of young kids, a lot of musicians that are playing music today. They started learning, I'm not your stepping stone. You know, it's like, it's only, it's like, how many chords is it? You know, I mean, it's like, there's nothing to it.
Your tour is called Monkee Mania, and you're going to be on Long Island for a two-day engagement. Tell us what you have in store for Long Island fans.
Well, we're going to sing all the hits, of course. And we get on the stage and we improvise. Our music is only part of what we do. We play and we talk and we laugh at each other and we just incorporate improvisation, which was the Monkees, you know, sort of label as to what we used to do. It was all fun. It never looked as if it was scripted. We also have a segment in the show which is something we've always done, where we all come out and we all do our own little thing. You know, Mickey sings the blues, you know, Peter plays, you know, Lucille, rock and roll. I come out and do a Broadway medley. You know, I was on Broadway in 62, 63, 64. In Oliver, I was the Artful Dodger. I was nominated for a Tony Award. A lot of the fans know this. They know my theatre connection. So I'll come and do three or four songs from Oliver. That seems strange in a rock concert, but the audience want to see this, you know, sort of variation on the theme. Is my song, Daydream Believer, you know? Oh, and everybody knows it. 50,000 people. I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as he sings. And every night, everybody knows it, and they sing it, and it's like, it moves people, you know? It's like going to church on Sunday morning and singing with other people. It happens to us every day.